ScottSJWellFire.com Final Days Report, episode 375. We're calling this VCAST. Turbulent Times is a military operation. It's a military operation, my friends. Don't fall for a false light. Don't fall for the solutions that they're going to offer. We're just going to go through a plethora of examples of how they're leading us into this beast system on the right and the left. Wings of the same bird. It's been a while since I've done a VCAST. I helped some family members who are in their 90s fix a roof, and I'm a little under the weather, so bear with me. But the first story I want to cover, where you have to weave the information together, is I found this interesting. World Bank loses track of up to $41 billion allocated to fighting climate change. That's a whole Club of Rome scam where they're vilifying carbon dioxide that you exhale. It's nothing short of eugenics and control. God gave us dominion of this earth. They're trying to take it away. Lucifer is trying to take this away. And I thought this was interesting. Leaked WikiLeaks doc reveals U.S. military use of IMF and World Bank as unconventional weapons. So this bank is used for warfare. And then all of a sudden they're losing $41 billion. And the article goes on to talk about more being lost. This reminds me of the trillions or trillion dollars that was missing before the Pentagon accounting system was hit by what I think was a missile and or was just blown up. Can't make this up. Again, everything we're seeing is a military operation. Now it gets even more strange with the selection hysteria. Let's read. Donald Trump's election odds surge to a record 33.2% lead over Kamala Harris, according to trading platform Polymarket. And get this, Trump leads 66.6% to 33.4%. You can't make this up. Two occult numbers, 666, obviously the mark of the beast. And Elon Musk even tweeted about this, the dark MAGA. And again, remember, MAGA is the fifth level of the Church of Satan. And what's creepy with Elon's tweet is it must reach 69% as foretold in prophecy. What prophecy? Polymarket is a prediction business. It's evil. They're just telling you. They're telling you who they are, and they're telling you this whole thing is nonsense, and it just gets even more strange. All right. Another PSYOP, the leaked results for Pennsylvania. Let's read. WNEP Scranton, this is an ABC affiliate, mistakenly showed the Pennsylvania results for the 2024 election. They want you to see this. The ABC News affiliate called it a test run, in quotes. You'll never guess who they're showing winning. So it says Harris 52%, Trump 47%. This is to stir the conspiracy theorists. This is to stir the right. This is to sow discord that the elections are fraud. And the elections are a fraud. It's a selection. This is a staged leak to cause chaos, to burn it all down, to bring in this AI governance, to bring in ID 2020, to bring in certain checks and balances. It's a stage, my friends. Here's another article that just blows me away. Police are searching for a person who set ballot boxes on fire in Washington and Oregon. Here's what we know. This is how you can spot a PSYOP. The fires came after a U.S. Department of Homeland Security bulletin from September obtained by the watchdog group Property of the People warned some social media users are discussing and encouraging various methods of sabotaging ballot drop boxes and avoiding detection. See, they have to tie this to the internet and social media because they need to bring in ID 2020 to censor you, to bring in this AI censorship apparatus, the system. So all the boogeymen, they were radicalized online. We covered the Taylor Swift PSYOP where so-called terrorists were going to blow up her concert. Let's continue reading, likely heightening the potential for targeting of this election infrastructure through the 2024 election cycle. The chaos that's going to happen with this election, get your popcorn out and don't fall for any of it, because they want chaos. They want to destroy the Constitution. They want to bring in draconian surveillance systems, both on the right and the left. It's wings of the same bird. This is a total psyop. And I remember, I'm 55, when I used to vote, you voted one day. I remember I traveled on business and I had to get an absentee ballot, and it was like very, very painful to get. I had to go out of my way to get and show that I was not going to be able to vote that day. And all of a sudden we have early mail-in ballots. We have ballot boxes. This screams corruption by design. This is all by design, my friends. Just continuing on how this is a military plan sowing chaos to bring in the solution. So the blind will follow false light. Let's read from the expose. The United States DOD issued a contract for COVID-19 research in Ukraine 3 months before COVID-19 officially existed. We've proven that COVID-19 has been in the works forever. And the solution as well. This is a mind control killer. They want to make everybody a weapon system. Everybody a weapon system. I just found it interesting too. For some reason, this linked back to this whole pedophilia and MK Ultra. Interesting article. Pedophilia in the military. Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino and his MK Ultra Monarch mind control program revisited. Interesting article. Do a search on that. It's pretty, pretty deep. And it gets more nefarious. We covered how the DOD can now kill Americans under 5240.01. And I thought it was interesting, under Forbidden News Substack, Sabrina Wallace, who's very technical in terms of this wireless body area network and this mind controlism technology, monitoring you under the skin, she makes the connection now with DOD 5240.01. Many people think this would be lethal force with weapons like guns, but don't forget the nanotech in you to be able to set off disease, to be able to do whatever nefarious things they want. And I was listening to a UN whistleblower. Her comments about 5G has three purposes. It's a kill grid, because 5G technology boils water, controls the nanotech in you. Surveillance, number two, and number three, mind control. She nailed it. She absolutely nailed it. Continuing. You think about this system, this control of chaos, you've got the payment apparatus system, paying with biometrics, paying with your right hand. You think about paying with your cell phone. It's movement with paying with your right hand and or paying with your face. I actually, when I went down to help out with Hurricane Milton, we went into a Home Depot with a unique checkout. I should have taken a picture of it. And my face was in a box on a large screen. They had facial recognition payment system being implemented at Home Depot. Creepy beyond belief. Next time I go down to visit family members, I'm going to actually take a picture of that. And remember MasterCard working with quantum computers and D-Wave for this Mark of the Beast type system. The infrastructure is being implemented right before your eyes. Then again, it has to do with this nanotech in you that's all-knowing. And you think about all of the pervasive surveillance system being implemented with the blue lights. And again, the blue lights, we've shown that mind control some technology with the mice. Why would they be putting blue lights up all over the place? Think of this surveillance system with 5G. And then controlling where you go with smart cars, driverless cars, 15-minute cities, it all plays together. And oh yes, Elon is at the forefront of enslaving you. Yet we think of him, many people think of him as some sort of savior. It's nonsense. Now, another psyop that I just found interesting with this whole digital pandemic, Chinese hackers said to have collected audio of American phone calls. How can this be used against you? Think of all the phone calls you've ever made that were private, and now all of a sudden these phone calls will be leaked. My question when I first read this article is, when will this be linked into AI? Everything that you've ever done goes back into AI, where everything is 100% transparent of what you've done and put on the blockchain. All the busybody, you know, storytelling that you've done, your dirty laundry, all of a sudden gets put on the blockchain. This is nothing but a sham. This reminds me of the Wayback Machine, the Internet Archive, getting hacked by pro-Palestinian hackers. Really? Why would they want to eliminate history? Makes zero sense if you have eyes to see. World Economic Forum just had an article that said big weather events could actually freeze your bank account. Really? Not buying it for a second. They need this chaos to bring in this beast system. It's so obvious. All right. The other obvious one is this whole false flag narrative, this whole open border narrative. This will be tied into the election fraud and how we need digital IDs for true elections. Ultimately, it's going to be AI governance, as I mentioned. But I want to play Mayor Giuliani, who's really talking about 911. You don't think that most people know 911 was an inside job? Buildings don't free fall like that. It smells. If you're not awake to 911, you're not awake to evil. And what he's going to mention is, we stand for Israel. I stand for Christians, and I stand for people all over the world to get saved, right? You need people to get saved. And Israel, yes, tried to suck men and women into war from the United States with the USS Liberty. The best documentary I've ever seen on this, where they actually interviewed the soldiers, the Navy men, on the ship, was a documentary from True News. I highly recommend you purchase that. There are too many Christians to jail in Iran. Lebanon, I read a stat that said 40% of people in Lebanon are Christians, and they're Christians in Gaza. And ultimately, with all this death and destruction, these are lost souls that you can't save. You need to change your mindset and get out of this psyop. But I just found this wicked. And this is on the right. This is at a Trump rally. I think this is Madison Square Garden. But don't fall for this programming. All right, let's play this video. Don't fall for this, my friends. He's really going to be pushing how two-year-olds are enemies. They're trying to justify this genocide. Never forget Noahide laws. We've covered Noahide laws often that I think will get Christians beheaded. You can see the playbook happening. Let's roll it.
September 11 was our darkest hour. October 7 was Israel's darkest hour.
False flags.
They are our best friend. I worked for Ronald Reagan for 8 years. Ronald Reagan said, we have to be there for Israel always, because they are always there for us.
USS Liberty signing Noahide laws that, according to rabbis, if you worship JC, it's idol worship. Off with your head. Nope.
Hamas is not there for us. Iran is not there for us. They want to kill us.
Iran has too many Christians to jail.
And the Palestinians are taught to kill us at 2 years old. They won't let a Palestinian in Jordan. They won't let a Palestinian in Egypt. And Harris wants to bring them to you.
Open borders on both sides. Nothing ever stops.
They may have good people. I'm sorry, I don't take a risk with people that are taught to kill Americans at 2. I'm on the side of Israel. You're on the side of Israel. Donald Trump's on the side of Israel. And they're on the side of the terrorists.
All right, this military playbook, this psyop to bring in biometrics, behavior, and surveillance. We've already covered this slide, this mind controlism technology, but let's go a little bit deeper, my friends. And Elon, I'm going to show a video of him at the same Madison Square Garden event, where, again, he's going to call himself Dark MAGA, Gothic Dark MAGA. And again, MAGA is the highest ranking position of the Church of Satan. They're telling you who they are, an old Baphomet boy. for Halloween had a Baphomet costume, and that was his profile pic on Twitter for a long time. And check out his demonic mom. You're dealing with a cultist, my friends. Personally, I think Elon is an agent of the military-industrial complex, just like many others. When you really look at where some of the technologies, some of the popular social media platforms come from, they come from your government. We're watching theater. We're watching a control grid, my friends. And Elon is on the verge of launching robots that will take your job, driverless semis that will take truckers' jobs. A trucker can make some pretty decent money. I know a couple truckers that have amazing setups, amazing homes, amazing hobby farms. They work hard, but their jobs are at risk. Then you think of Neuralink and this mind controlism tech, and I think the chip is a psyop because Elon himself said we don't need to actually put a massive chip in your head. We have ways that we don't have to do invasive surgery to get this technology in you. Wink, wink, a needle. His goal, we've covered often, is to replicate WeChat with X, and WeChat from China is a social media platform that has overlays of the social credit score. I'm going to show a video next of how somebody has to scan to get gas. Social credit score, there's a gate. They can't get in unless they scan. That is where this whole thing is happening. Then you think about Starlink, this satellite spy grid. When you overlay this beast technology with the UN pack for the future, this is a stage. This is a military stage, a military operation, period. Let's play Elon at the same event in Madison Square Garden. It's creepy. You're watching big time wrestling. You're watching New Age false light. He's telling you, as part of their witchcraft, they have to tell you who they are. He's dark MAGA. He's dark Church of Satan. We need to pray these people get saved, that their evil turns to good. Let's roll it. It's cringe. This whole thing's cringe.
I'm not just MAGA. I'm dark gothic MAGA.
Dark gothic MAGA. All right, I want to play this video from China. It's gone viral. Social credit score to get gas. It's dystopian. The good book says the Antichrist, the beast system, will wear out the saints. They get out of their car, facial recognition, beep, opens up for gasoline. These are civilian cars in there. It's wicked, my friends. Now, I think this is Kenya. During the pandemic, many of the leaders had the same exact talking points. We wrote a book about how SEAL 1 has opened, and I think SEAL 1 conquering the world with a toxin. Bo means toxin. When you really dive deep into the etymology of the word, check out that book that we wrote. There'll be waves of it. And this is part of the plan. He really articulates ID 2020 and this biometric surveillance system. You won't be able to do anything unless you sign up for this program. Now, the Mark of the Beast will be implemented probably after this. You need to get simple, my friends. Pray for wisdom, you know. And I'm a post-trib rapture guy. I think you're going to be here the entire time. You need to think about this. God poured out manna for his people. I think we'll see many, many miracles. So don't have a spirit of fear with any of this, but you need to be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. Let's roll it.
Identification system office into a automated biometric identification system, which goes beyond the fingerprints and involves the iris and the iris, the fingerprints, as well as facial recognition. The other thing, Your Excellency, is that going forward, we are moving towards an electronic ID with a machine readable chip and QR code. And eventually this should lead us to a digital ID system, which will allow web-based ID authentication. And in the long run, transit all that into a universal, a personal identifier, a unique personal identifier, which we are going to give all newborns in Kenya, and it becomes their ID when they attain the age of majority.
So this excuse will be used for voting, to stop the voting fraud here in the United States by the right and all the radical people online. It's right in front of you, my friends. All right. The next point I want to make about how this is a military operation is ultimately probably 40, 50% of our VCAS are about the temple of God that is you and how this is a seed war. But Blackstone, who actually funds Trump, reaches $4.7 billion deal to buy Ancestry.com. This is a DNA war. And I'm not going to play the video from Bill Cooper. I played it in the last podcast, but he predicted this. And they took him out. He's one of the first truthers that I actually used to listen to. I think he was 80s, early 90s. I remember hearing him. You can't make this stuff up, my friends. It's all right in front of you if you have eyes to see. And I highly recommend Final Days Report episode 295. The third temple is not in the Bible, nor a red heifer at the third temple, meaning in Jerusalem. We need to rethink the abomination of desolation, because you as a Christian are the temple of God, according to the word of God in the New Testament, and you need to give yourself as a daily sacrifice. So as you think about this, as the fourth beast system, the last beast system on earth is unlike any other, iron mixed with clay. Clay is you. When you really look at clay and other uses with hermeneutics in the Old Testament, clay is about humans. You're made of clay. This, and it's a seed war, going back to Genesis. The seeds of men will not cleave. So the abomination desolation is about cutting you off, about this mind control and technology. And here's where it gets creepy. My blood is the vaccine, a Trump tweet. Wine Press News, remember when Trump blamed God for the pandemic? This particular enemy is God, Trump said. Trump slipped. We covered it in one of our podcasts. He said about the poison poke. He almost called it a weapon. He's like, we're launching this weapon. He almost said weapon. He stumbled. He corrected himself. This is the abomination of desolation. Now, if you've taken this poison poke, I don't think it's the mark of the beast. Many listeners disagree with me, because I think you need to worship an image. There will be a hologram image with a fake resurrection from the Antichrist. We cover it often, from a dream I had in 2008. And sure enough, this AI quantum computers, the technology is there to run it off of brain tissue. Can't make this stuff up. It's so sensational. But this nanotech is part of Seal 1 and also Revelation 18 that we've covered often. And the light of the candle shall shine no more at all in thee, meaning you're cut off, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, think Bill Gates, for by their sorceries, and now here's the key, sorceries means pharmakia, were all nations deceived. And in her were found the blood of the prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. Now think of that with this nanotech. Think of what we just saw, the rich men of this earth fooling you with their pharmakia. Rebuke it.
Recently published research from Korea and Japan confirm previous reports we've heard of nanotech in the COVID-19 injectables. Contents of the COVID-19 injectables produced by Pfizer and Moderna were examined under a stereo microscope at 400 times magnification. Specimens were cultured in different media to observe the effect they had on living cells. The study concluded that the anomalous injuries that have occurred worldwide since the injectables were pressed upon billions of individuals were caused by the nanotechnology contents of the COVID-19 injectables. The research found cellular toxicity, and over the course of a few weeks, simple one-dimensional structures grew into complex three-dimensional structures. Numerous artificial self-assembling nano-sized objects of many different shapes, including animated worm-like entities, discs, chains, spirals, tubes, and right-angle structures containing other artificial structures within them. Some structures even seemed to appear and then disappear over time. All of this was found to be well beyond any expected and acceptable levels of contamination. This was first reported on nearly 3 years ago by Ricardo Delgado and La Quinta Columna out of Spain, who found a relationship between the nanotech and 5G. The Fifth Column recently published their findings and conclusions on the strange self-assembling nanotech they discovered in the Pfizer mRNA vaccines via optical microscopy analysis. The objects they found in the vaccine correspond with known items in the scientific record, and the conclusion they come to seems quite clear, that the well-documented scientific goal to use nanotechnology in living human beings to form networks capable of controlling several nanomachines is currently being deployed in the COVID-19 vaccines, which amounts to the most intrusive assault against humanity in all of recorded history. 5G towers were fired up for the first time in Wuhan, the same time they were reportedly experiencing a COVID-19 outbreak.
We've covered multiple times as well the nanotech assault with bioweapons in you. And I'm going back to the DOD allowed to kill you. They don't need a gun to kill you, my friends. But let's continue down this military operation. It's a war on the blood because for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Leviticus 17, verses 11 through 12. But I want to play another video to capture this of somebody that fought in Australia, I think it was. And he gives his testimony of what he saw under the microscope. Let's roll it.
I served for something like 11 years as an Australian Federal Member of Parliament. I was one of those politicians who wasn't afraid of sticking his head above the parapets on many different issues. And when you do that, you tend to get some pot shots. But I'd never experienced anything as ferocious as what came to me when I started speaking up about COVID-19.
Lockdowns don't work. Fact, lockdowns don't destroy the virus. They do destroy people's livelihoods and people's lives.
The coalition's outrage merchants at it again.
Fact. We are all human beings. Nobody should be restricted from everyday life because of their medical choices.
Don't listen to George Christensen. He's not a doctor. He can't tell you what to do with vaccines.
Domestic vaccine passports are a form of discrimination.
Go to the credible sources information on vaccines, and George Christensen is not one of them.
Also against the medical advice, refusing to vaccinate children against COVID, something that's been suggested by the government's own MP, George Christensen. Scott Morrison calling out his views as dangerous.
I think they're unwise views. I think they're dangerous views. I don't think parents should be listening to them.
What we should never accept is a systematic removal of our freedoms based on a zero-risk health advice from a bunch of unelected medical bureaucrats.
House calls on all members to refrain from making ill-informed comments at a time when the pandemic represents a serious threat to the health of Australia.
In the parliament that makes laws, George Christensen called on voters to break them in protest against vaccine mandates and what he sees as state overreach.
George Christensen is a menace to public health. There should be no place for him in the government party.
I'm feeling desperate. I'd like to turn to the Australian government in Canberra and in particular George Christensen for advice.
Senator Roberts organised a number of different parliamentarians politicians from all different parties to come together and have this informal inquiry into COVID-19. And during that inquiry, I was talking in camera, that is in confidence, with these people who showed some slides, and they showed things that they saw under a microscope. And I was alarmed. I was alarmed when I heard what they had said when they showed the footage. And I said to them, I need to come and see this for myself. And so they took me. These people took me to their laboratory. And so these weren't just everyday Joes. These people were involved in the health industry. One of the people that was there vouching for them was a pathologist herself. And when we went into their laboratory, they took me through the whole chain of custody. There was nothing that happened that was untoward. So these people took me to a fridge where they extracted a vial of a certain substance that I can't name on social media, and that tells you as much as you need to know about the powers that be and what's going on here. But anyway, they put a needle inside this vial. All of this happened right in front of me, by the way. They extracted the substance out of this vial. They'd gotten the substance from a doctor who, again, didn't want his name mentioned, didn't want any identification happening to him. And that, again, tells a very big story. But they extracted this substance from this vial. And then they went and proceeded to go to a dark field microscope where they put this vial, the substance in this vial, on a slide. And then I was shown what was in this substance. And what I saw, I just couldn't explain. So I had no idea what the hell that was, but it was geometric shaped. It seemed to be giving off energy, and it seemed to be moving, forming, building things. And this is something that was in a substance that was being recommended people take, people have injected into them to protect them. It was supposed to be safe and effective. What the hell was this substance? I got to tell you, folks, that I was extremely scared at this point in time. I'd just been burdened with this horrid information. And it didn't stop there. These people went and proceeded to show me slides of blood from people that had the substance injected into them. What I saw in that blood was hard to describe. It was like there was shears in the blood, like something strange was going on. It wasn't just like it was clotting or coagulating. It was like there was something else in it that the blood was reacting to. So I phoned a doctor friend of mine and I said to him, look, I'm going to put you on video phone and I want you to see what I'm seeing right here. He couldn't believe it either when he saw the blood and when he saw what was in that vial. And he said to me about the blood, that looks like it's blood that is inflamed. I said, how do you get inflamed blood? He says there'd have to be some pretty serious treatments that were needed to get inflamed blood. And I said, these people weren't people that had serious treatments. These were people that were injected with a certain substance. He just couldn't believe it. There, I'd seen it with my own eyes. I had to believe it. And it was shortly after this, when I was telling a few trusted people, that someone said to me, you need to shut up about this, because if what you saw is right and you have this information now and you can bring it to light, you might end up dead before you do it. Your family might end up dead. Be very careful. I got to tell you, I was incredibly frightened, more than I ever have been before, because of this information.
Now, as somebody sitting as an armchair quarterback, fear no man, right? Fear the one that can take your soul. All right. Going on with the theme of this is a military operation, think about the Mark of the Beast money systems, the central bank digital currency. And I'm just putting a whole slew of podcasts. If you're not sure what a central bank digital currency is, it's programmable vouchers, basically. But I'm going to tie this to Trump. CBS News, Trump to debut a crypto exchange Monday. Here's what to know. You need to think about this with the blockchain. Trump is Trump bringing in the beast money after the financial collapse? And then how does this crypto exchange that Trump's working on fit FedNow that actually tracks everything you do? I actually should have put it in this VCast as well. Fox News covered how AI and the IRS is actually monitoring every transaction you do. And again, this is an end of days news ministry. I had a dream a long, long time ago that every business transaction was actually being tracked. I think I've covered that a couple times. And now it comes out that every personal transaction is being tracked by the IRS. Of course it is. It's feeding this beast system. They're just telling you this now. But this is where it gets kind of funny to me. Let's read. Trump's 18-year-old son, Barron, a first-year student at New York University, is identified as the project's DEFI visionary. According to the white paper on the project obtained by cryptocurrency news site CoinDesk, DeFi, short for decentralized finance, is a term that refers to financial services offered through public blockchains. We're embracing the future with crypto and leaving the slow and outdated big banks behind, Trump said in a video posted Thursday on X from Mar-a-Lago. Well, the old system is collapsing by design. It's all collapsing, my friends. So they need to get you into the next money system. They need to get you into Microsoft's 06, 06, 06, 666 biometric financial system that we've covered often, that measures you under the skin, do the said task, and get paid. We did a podcast about Bitcoin being programmed in your DNA. This is all a playbook, my friends. People are going to be like, yeah, the Federal Reserve Bank is destroyed. Well, is it? And I thought this was just telling. This is a Bitcoin statue reveal in Switzerland. And it basically is honoring the inventor of the creator of Bitcoin. That I think is a little deep state-ish, if you were to ask me. And maybe there's some cryptocurrency people here that would challenge it. I personally think cryptocurrency was invented probably by the deep state as a transition against the Federal Reserve Bank and the central bankers to ultimately get you into this Mark of the Beast system. Think of the false light and the so-called truthers with Nisera Gasera. That's what this reminds me of. But check out this statue. It is a transhumanism statue. And this is honoring the inventor of Bitcoin. Look at this closely. This is transhumanism. This is merging money in you. This is the Microsoft 06, 06, 06 patent. Do you have eyes to see? It's a machine head. I mean, come on, look at that. That is not a human. That is a machine head. That looks like a transhumanism freak. Oh, God, what's going on? All right. Think about this. Satan is darkness and Lucifer is light. They're moving us from exposing the darkness to bring us into false light. I've covered this often. Remember 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Now, I also did a podcast, probably my least viewed podcast, Founders Report episode 298. Will the right wing usher in the AIB system? The deception is so deep. I was alarmed at this right-wing AI technology company talking about how they're going to use the technology. And I'm like, this is the beast system, and people are just going to fall for it. Now, I pray often before I go to bed, Lord, what do you want me to actually say? Use me as a vessel. And I had this very wild dream. I've prayed on it for about a week. And this is the foundation of this VCast, and I'm just calling everything we're seeing is a military operation. So I put this dream on sjwellfire.com. Just search for it if you want to hear the dream and how I interpret it. But we're getting played, my friends. The deception is so great. Have a blessed day. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.